The Three Things, Episode 1. My name is Danny, and the three things I'd like to talk about today are actually related to the number 3. Since this is the inaugural episode of The Three Things, I thought we should spend some time actually talking about the number 3. From ancient myths to modern science, from fairy tales to physics, 3 seems to hold a special place in our world. Why does it feel so complete? Why does it pop up in so many cultures and disciplines? In today's episode, we will look at 3 things related to 3. The power of 3 in storytelling and human psychology, 3 in religion, culture, and philosophy, the scientific and mathematical magic of 3. So sit back, relax, and let's dive deep into the magic, mystery, and meaning of the number 3. The power of 3 in storytelling and human psychology. Let's begin where many of us first encountered the power of 3, in stories. Have you ever noticed how the best stories or fairy tales seem to come in threes? The Three Little Pigs, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, The Three Musketeers. There's a reason for that. It's called the Rule of 3, a principle that suggests things grouped in threes are more satisfying, memorable, and effective. But why? Let's break it down. 2 points can make a line. But 3 points make a shape, a triangle, the simplest form of stability. The same goes for stories. 2 points can feel like a comparison, but the 3rd point provides resolution. Take the 3 little pigs. The first pig's straw house falls. The 2nd pig's wooden house collapses. But the 3rd pig's brick house stands strong. That 3rd attempt feels like a conclusion, a resolution to the pattern. Psychologically, our brains crave patterns, and 3 is the smallest number that can form one. The first 2 elements set up the pattern, and the 3rd confirms it. But it's not just in fairy tales. Comedians use the rule of 3 all the time. The first 2 parts of a joke set up an expectation, and the 3rd delivers the punchline, often with a twist. Here's a classic example. My wife was drawing her eyebrows. I told her she was drawing them too high. She looked surprised. See how it works? The pattern leads you one way, and the 3rd part delivers the payoff. And it's everywhere in communication, too. Consider some of the most famous speeches in history. Julius Caesar. Vene, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. Abraham Lincoln. Government of the people, by the people, for the people. 3-part phrases just stick. They're easy to remember, rhythmic, and feel complete. Now let's pause for a quick reflection. Think about your own life. What's a story or speech that stuck with you? Did it have a pattern of 3 somewhere in it? All right, from the stories we tell to the way we think, 3 has a psychological grip on us. But it's not just personal, it's cultural and even spiritual. Let's explore that next. 3 in religion, culture, and philosophy. Let's zoom out from our brains and stories to something broader, culture, belief, and philosophy. The number 3 holds deep significance in religions across the globe. In Christianity, there's the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. 3 distinct persons, yet 1 divine essence. The Trinity represents unity and diversity, a balance of roles that completes the whole. In Hinduism, there's the Trimurti, Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, Shiva, the destroyer. These 3 represent the cosmic cycle of creation, preservation, and destruction, a reminder that all things have a beginning, middle, and end. Even in Buddhism, 3 plays a central role with the 3 jewels, the Buddha, the enlightened teacher, the Dharma, the teachings, the Sangha, the community. These 3 form the foundation of Buddhist practice. But why 3? In many cultures, 3 represents balance and completeness. 1 can be lonely, 2 can feel like opposition, but 3 allows for harmony. Or consider the human condition, mind, body, and soul, a trio representing the whole self. But beyond religion and philosophy, mythology loves the number 3 too. In Greek mythology, we have the 3 fates, Clotho, Lachesis, Atropos, who spin, measure, and cut the thread of life. In Norse mythology, the Norns, Urdor, Fordondi, and Skuld represent past, present, and future. Even in folklore, three pops up everywhere. Third time's a charm, we say. And why? Because after two attempts, whether failures or lessons learned, the third time brings success and completion. Let's pause for a moment. Think about challenges you faced. How often did it take three times to get it right? It's fascinating. From fate and time to the divine and mortal, three symbolizes a journey, a beginning, a struggle, and a resolution. But here's a question. Is this fascination with three merely cultural, or does it run deeper into the very structure of the universe? Let's explore that next. The scientific and mathematical magic of three. Now let's turn science and mathematics, where the number three reveals some of its most fascinating properties. Let's start with geometry. 3 points are the minimum needed to define a plane. With 2 points, you get a line. Add a third and you get a triangle, the simplest and most stable shape in nature. That's why engineers use triangles in bridges and skyscrapers. Triangles distribute weight evenly and don't collapse under pressure. 3 provides strength. Now zoom out. The universe we live in has 3 spatial dimensions: length, width, height. Without these 3 dimensions, we wouldn't experience space as we do. And what about time? We experience it in 3 parts: past, present, future. These 3 dimensions, space and time, form the very fabric of our reality. But the magic of 3 doesn't stop there. Let's zoom in to the atomic level. Atoms, the building blocks of matter, consist of 3 fundamental particles: protons, positively charged; neutrons, neutral; electrons, negatively charged. This trio forms every element, every material, and every living thing. And then there's Earth, our home. It's the 3rd planet from the sun. Earth position, known as the Goldilocks zone, is just right for life. Not too hot like Venus, not too cold like Mars. Coincidence? Maybe. But it adds another layer to the magic of 3. Even in biology, 3 appears in our very code. The genetic code in DNA uses triplets of nucleotides called codons. Each codon codes for 1 amino acid, the building block of proteins. Without these 3-letter codes, life as we know it wouldn't exist. From the cosmos to our cells, 3 is a pattern of balance, stability, and creation. So whether you're looking at the stars, the structure of a bridge, or the DNA in your cells, you're looking at the power of 3. So after this deep dive, what have we learned about the number 3? It's everywhere, in the stories we tell, the beliefs we hold, and the universe we inhabit. 3 represents balance, harmony, and completeness. It shows up in science, math, religion, philosophy, and everyday life. Here's a little reflection for you. What are 3 things that you're grateful for today? Take a moment, think about it, because sometimes the simplest patterns carry the deepest meanings. Thanks so much for joining me on The 3 Things. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to share it with, you guessed it, 3 friends. That's it for now. I'll 3 you later.